Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
If you follow St. Louis U Athletics on any social media, they've got a fun and exciting announcement pretty much every day with the men's basketball team and obviously the women's basketball team winning the women's NIT. We get a chance to visit with the athletic director at St. Louis University, Chris May. Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
Doing great, Randy. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. First of all, thanks for joining us. Second of all, it's got to be pretty cool for you to have something happening pretty much every day that's exciting for your department.
Well, it certainly is. In the land of portaling, nothing is quiet. But it's been really great. And I appreciate the time this morning. You mentioned the WNIT win. We had the Phoenix Dinner Champions last night with the WNIT team and Rebecca, and that brought energy. Obviously, Josh coming on board brought energy. Our women's tennis team got a big win last night. They got a chance to win our first A-10 championship. And there's one, before we get to Josh, there's one huge, huge milestone coming up that Danny Mack knows about. And our baseball coach, Darren Hendrickson, is 5 wins away from winning 1,000 games as a college coach.
Didn't he just pick up 500 at SLU as well?
He did. And so we're leading the league in baseball. We're third in the league in softball. So there's just a lot of energy going on here, but I invite everybody to come out in the next couple weekends. They're on the road this weekend. The next couple weekends are baseball teams at home, and we have a really, really special baseball team. We had half a dozen scouts out watching a couple of our kids the night before last, so there's a lot of really positive energy. But as you know, Josh Schertz coming to our team and joining us, I couldn't be more proud of the whole program and how everybody's rallying together in each individual sport, in addition to supporting Josh and what he's got going on.
As you mentioned, Chris, just a lot of great energy surrounding the Billikens athletic program right now. And we'll start with Schertz, everything that he's doing right now. And he's utilizing the transfer portal, bringing in some of his former players from Indiana State. A lot of people talking about Isaiah Swope and, of course, Robbie Avila. What do you think about those new additions to the Billikens family?
Well, it's been great meeting all these young guys and their families. It's one of the real great parts of my job is I get to meet the recruits and families as they come in. And Robbie is, this community is just going to be, I believe Robbie, this community will engage Robbie like there's no tomorrow. He's a wonderful young guy, works his tail off, has such a way about him that it just brings people closer to him. And so I couldn't be proud. I was impressed by you guys with SLU Alcindor. I thought you guys did good work on that. Robbie, I watched a lot of Indiana State basketball all winter. And as I watched him continue to develop, he's a big that can really, really pass the ball and shoot it. And as you guys have talked with Josh, and we've spent a lot of time together in the last month, the way Josh runs offense, he has one position, the five, and all the other parts that keep working. And so when you got a five like Robbie that can catch it and shoot it and pass, I think it's going to be really fun for all of our community to come watch Billiken basketball. Isaiah can shoot. I think he had 113 threes, if I'm not mistaken. So he can really shoot the ball. We just signed a kid by the name of A.J. Casey, who is a phenom out of high school up in Chicago, coming to us from Miami. Josiah Dotsler is coming to us from Creighton. He was a off-the-charts high school player that Josh had recruited Indiana State. He stayed at Creighton, and now he's with us. There's a couple freshmen. There's one freshman, Amari McCautry, who is a high-level guard out of Milwaukee. Who will remind people of Jordaire Jett. He's taller than Jordaire. He's a couple inches taller, but he'll remind people of Jordaire. So it's been a great fast pace run here in the last couple of weeks. We've had a lot of people coming in and out. And then we just can't forget. I mean, Gibson Jimerson can flat out shoot it. And with the way Josh likes to play, we think Gibson and Larry Hughes and Kellen Thames are really going to be able to take advantage of the system as they get ready for their next step.
Chris, why was Josh Schertz the right guy for you?
Well, Danny, great question. And, went into the market. we knew we needed to ignite our community. But what I when I really looked at it, the number one thing when we went into the market that I that was super important was lifetime winning percentage. I had an old football coach turn AD a long time ago tell me, Chris, lifetime batting percentage is for real. And I think lifetime winning percentage is real. And because winners win. And when you look at Josh's winning percentage of 787, he did such a great job at Lincoln Memorial. He went into Indiana State, and that place was not in a good space when he got there. And he flipped that thing and really got it going. So winning percentage, super important. But then how he does it. How he does it through his – he's got one of those really brilliant offensive minds. When we were in the market, we were looking at people, and then you started calling people in basketball to ask about, hey, what about this Josh Schertz guy? Every person was started talking about his mind and where he is in the offensive game and doing it differently and ahead of where much of college basketball is. Jay Billis talked about – Jay had played in Europe for a long time. He said, Chris, he's much more – closer to where European basketball is played. And Jay's like, European basketball is way ahead of basketball in the U.S., and U.S. is getting closer to it. And so when we look from lifetime winning percentage to the way he likes to play, and most importantly, how he connects with his players. When you watch his connection, I don't know if you've seen any of the social media stuff with he and Robbie. It's just hilarious. Robbie giving Josh grief and the relationship he has with these guys. Now, winning 32 games helps a relationship, too. but that never hurts. But how he relates with the young people, the way he runs an offense, the way he builds community, it just became a really, really great fit for us and for St. Louis University and for our community.
Chris May, the athletic director at St. Louis University, with us on 101 ESPN. Along those lines, when you talk about the relationship that Josh is able to forge with players and what your institution is, what did you take out of the fact that Gibson Jimerson got a call from UConn and didn't talk to them to stay at St. Louis University?
Well, I think it's a testament to our program, to the position we're in, and to Josh Schertz. I think it's all of the above. I think Gibson, when you get right down to it, the best opportunity for Gibson is right here. You know, Gibson could become the all-time leading scorer in SLU history. And there's been a lot of great players come through here. I think Gibson looked at it, and Gibson would like to continue to play. What puts him in the best position to do that? And Gibson is a really impressive student of the game. And Gibson studies it. He studies efficiencies. He studies where teams shoot. And when you look at Josh and you look at the shot charts of where his teams shoot from, they shoot a lot of layups and a lot of threes. And part of the interview process, I talked to Josh about how do you get a guy like Gibson Jimerson open? And all of a sudden, he's running screens with me, having me stand at one place. Okay, Chris, you stand here. We're going to run him this way. Robbie steps out. Robbie sets the screen. Either Gibson cuts or he's going to get this three because you can't guard two guys at once. So I think Gibson really sees it as a great opportunity. He's had some unbelievable workouts here in the last couple of weeks. And so I think it made sense for Gibson to stay. And I think he's going to have a huge final season in Chaffetz Arena.
On the women's basketball side, Chris, Billikens beating Minnesota to claim the WNIT title. What a season it was for Rebecca Tillett and crew and everything that she's been building over there.
Well, she's such a consummate teacher. She's the ultimate teacher coach, and as we've met a bunch since the season ended, the teaching wasn't done, and I think that's part of the reason why she does so well in the postseason. Is she just keeps teaching and teaching and teaching, and when you saw what Peyton Kennedy did as the most outstanding player of the WNIT, what Kyla McMakin did for a career, bringing an unbelievable run at Longwood and extending it here. Rebecca has really done a fantastic job of elevating our women's basketball program, and the future couldn't be more bright. They're deep in recruiting, got a huge recruit last week, a big 6'5 player from a Power 5 school. So Rebecca's just doing a fantastic job, and we are really thrilled with the WNIT championship that she and her team were able to get.
Chris, from your perspective, specifically at SLU, so from your position as AD,
How do you navigate NIL and the transfer portal? I know a lot of fans are curious about that.
Well, we're deep in both, we've had some significant wins and energy gain in the NIL space. We've got a very loyal support group that believe that the direction we're in is going in the right direction from a values-based perspective and a focus on winning. And so we've got a support group that's very excited about the position we're in, and the NIL space is an important part of it. The portal is just part of the game. You know, a lot of people don't like it, but guess what? It's here, and so we are embracing it and trying to find ways to maximize the opportunity across the board, whether it's in men's basketball, women's basketball, or two soccer teams who are going to be top 25 come fall, or all our other sports. And so it's working in today's world. Now, one could argue is it working at an optimal speed, but guess what? That's the way the rules are today. And so we have embraced the space. We've made huge progress in the space, and I am really encouraged and fired up about where we are right now.
And finally, Chris May, congratulations on St. Louis University selling out their annual charity golf tournament. That'll be a great day. But if people want to go to SLUBillikens.com, as you know, my family, longtime season ticket holders for Billiken games, and if people go to SLUBillikens.com, just click on tickets tab, because both the men's and women's basketball teams are going to be very exciting next year. But all of the sports, as you mentioned, Darren Hendrickson on his way to his 1,000th win. The soccer programs are doing great. So a great time to get involved with Billiken Athletics.
Well, I appreciate it, Randy. Yeah, it is. And as a season ticket holder, your renewal is going to come a little earlier than usual this year, Randy, because we have moved the renewal process up, because we have people calling like crazy right now, putting deposits down for new season tickets. So we are moving that up, clearing the way for all of our current season ticket holders to get their tickets, get their renewals, get their seat upgrades, whatever they need, so then we can put new people in. So it's a great time to be part of Billiken Athletics. Golf tournament sold out. People can still go online and be part of the festivities on the auction. But I can't thank you guys enough. We have a lot of momentum because we've got a wonderful community, and you guys are part of it. And how you guys cover us, we couldn't thank you all enough. And we look forward to having you all here on campus following the Billikens sometime soon.
Thank you, Chris. We absolutely will be. You have a great weekend, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you. Have a great one. Take care, guys.
Thank you, sir. That is Chris May, the athletics director at St. Louis University, and a lot of momentum with new coach Josh Schertz.